2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Is proudly brought to you by SRE.com. This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. A lot of great college football games being played right now. Texas Tech-Baylor is a close one, and that's a meaningful one for BYU's chances at a New Year's Six bowl game. Red Raiders down 3 on the road at Baylor, and then, of course, Michigan just scored. They're up 28-13 on Ohio State. No team in this rivalry has ever come back from 15 points down, and right now Michigan up 15. But right, we're going to switch gears here, get back to BYU and USC, and we're going to bring on a guy playing in this football game tonight. He is linebacker Max Tooley. And, Max, thanks for spending some time with us here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, first thing, I gotta look in the past quickly. After the win against Georgia Southern, Kalani Sitake is talking about burritos being thrown onto the field. Did you witness any burrito tossing by the Georgia Southern fans?
I actually did witness that burrito toss. I was kind of shocked. I was like, I didn't think they'd really throw burritos or anything else at us. But, I mean, I guess that's just the tone that they set. And, you know, we're fine with that. You know, that's college football for you. We've been there before. So
where does the burrito toss rank up there with weird stuff you've seen thrown onto the field?
I mean, I don't think it beats the Utah State game for sure. That was kind of getting wild at the end of the game. Those fans were, you know, our rivalry game is obviously going to be a little bit more intense and a little bit more personal. You know, they got our Instagrams looked up and our girlfriend's name memorized and whatnot. So that was interesting. But, you know, I don't know. It's always fun playing in those environments, though.
Max Tooley's our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday. You guys are 9-2 on the year right now. And coming off the heels of a 2020 year in which you double-digit win team, you finish high in the college football rankings, and then you lose a bunch of guys in the NFL. And for what you guys have been able to do so far throughout this season, how do you think you guys have met your expectations so far?
Yeah, I think we had a great season last year with what we were given, and we had really high expectations of this year, even losing a lot of dudes. But I mean, I think nobody was surprised to see the outcome of this season so far, and we've been happy with what we've been able to accomplish. But you know, we're always looking for more. You know, we're looking to finish our season hot, hopefully go and beat USC and then win our bowl game and call it another successful year.
You guys continue to climb the college football playoff rankings this year. You're up to 13 now, kind of right outside that threshold for being eligible for a New Year's Six bowl game. Is that something that you guys have been paying attention to and strive to be a part of?
I mean, obviously, I think everybody on the team would love to be a part of a New Year's Six Bowl. And, I mean, you can only do so much with what we're given. So we're going to, you know, give it our best shot on Saturday against USC and see what happens, you know, with the rest of the country and whatnot. But obviously, that would be an awesome goal and achievement for each and every one of us, is to make it to a New Year's Six game, something that I'd love to say personally. So, yeah. But we're mostly just focused, you know, this week, trying to beat USC, and then whatever happens, happens.
You played in the USC game back in 2019. What do you remember about that game, which was one of the great games from that season, an overtime win for you guys?
USC, it was my redshirt freshman year. I think, honestly, that was kind of what I would consider my breakout type game. You know, I was given the most opportunities, the most snaps that game, just based off of injuries that happened and, you know, circumstances from that game. And I think being a part of that game was really what introduced me to college football and how exciting the game really can be. And obviously being a part of that and being a pretty big contributor in that game was, you know, something that really made my career a lot more exciting for me.
Is it noticeable, Max, when you play a team like USC, just the history and the logo, it's such an iconic brand. Is that something that just feels different leading up to the game?
Oh yeah. I think, you know, playing any Power 5 team or any team in general, you know, especially a team like USC with some rich history, being a powerhouse early in these last couple decades. And, you know, they're always going to be a great team with a lot of great players. So I think any time where the level of competition is that high, it's always going to be a high-paced, exciting game to play in. And obviously, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to getting another Power 5 game under our belts and, you know, just trying to make the most of our opportunities.
USC not having the year that I think that they would expect they would have, a losing record on the year. You guys are favored in this game. How do you in this defense, how do you not overlook a USC team that struggled at times this season?
I mean, that's college football for you, really, especially, you know, a Pac-12 or one of these Power 5 conferences, one of these teams. I mean, they can come to play a totally different mindset than they did the week before, where they may have lost. I think that's always something that we're well aware of. A record doesn't always represent what we're going to see from a team on Saturday, just like how we saw a good performance from Georgia Southern from a G5 team, a Sunbelt team. So I think we're all of us are expecting a good game, and, you know, they got great athletes. I think it'll be a good one. So
Max Tooley is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday for a few more moments. Where does having 10 win seasons and especially this USC game being a Power 5 game, which you've mentioned, Max, when you guys have a chance to go undefeated against a bunch of Pac-12 teams this year, is that something that's been on your guys' radar, going undefeated against these Pac-12 teams?
I mean, yeah, obviously that's kind of a running joke within the locker room and even the fans. BYU fans on social media and whatnot is, you know, how we're undefeated in the Pac-12. We would be probably leading the Pac-12 South,
yep,
potentially playing. But I mean, none of that really matters when it all comes down to it. But I think it is kind of a pride thing. It's nice to be known as, you know, a lower tier, you know, some people say G5 or Power 5 team, or even considered a G5 team, beating these Pac-12 teams who, you know, are all good teams in their own respects. So I think that's obviously something that we'd love to come out with the end of the season with, is just a 6-0 record against the Pac-12. Not a bad feeling.
Definitely not. I know BYU fans would love that. It doesn't matter now if you guys go into the Big 12, but, you know, having that in the back, you know, feather in the cap, so to speak, as you enter into a new league in a couple of years would be pretty sweet. You've had to battle through injury this year. How have you been able to do that and continue a high-level play? You're third on the team in tackles. You've been productive, but how have you been able to battle through that?
Yeah, I mean, fall camp was tough for me. I've never really experienced an injury that's put me out more than a couple weeks. So I think just trying to bounce back and, get to full strength the beginning of the season was, you know, obviously a big emphasis for me. But, I mean, as I've gotten back into better playing shape, I felt like I've kind of picked off where I left off, you know, and obviously with guys going down, there's been more slack needs to been pick up. And, you know, I think it's a good opportunity for me to, you know, produce and make an impact on the field.
It's been a bummer seeing guys go down, as you mentioned, Peyton Wilgar, the most recent one out for the year. Then obviously Keenan Peely earlier, one guy that's really stepped up and been a breakout player for you guys at the linebacker position, besides yourself, of course, Ben Bywater. How fun has it been to see him emerge as a real playmaker for the defense?
Yeah, I mean, Ben came in, you know, first game of the year, he had to step up. I was out for that game, and, you know, Keenan and Peyton were obviously still in, but he came in and he took it well. I mean, he's just a redshirt freshman, so he came in and stepped in and did what he needed to do, and he has the whole year. So, I mean, there's nothing more you can ask than just having depth and guys that you trust to come in, and Ben's obviously proved himself as one of those guys.
The USC game will be the 12th different uniform you guys have worn. Where does this combination rank up there with the uniforms you guys have played in this year in your eyes?
I mean, it's hard to ask that because honestly, I think all our uniforms look pretty clean in their own way, but you can't go wrong with the majority white, in my opinion. And I do love the Royal helmets. So I think this will be a good look for us this year. I'm excited. You know, we're going to look swaggy. Whatnot. So
nice.
Well, whatever the people say, you know.
Drips. Yep. Billy's done a great job. Yeah. I think really upping the swag you guys get and the uniform combinations. It's been fun to see. Last thing for you, Max. What do you think will be the key defensively for your guys' defense to come out with a win down in LA against USC?
I mean, I think it's just a matter of, you know, staying honest with every assignment we've got. You know, USC is known to be an air raid team, and obviously we know they're going to come out and they got some guys who can throw the ball, and that's going to be obviously a big focal point, but they do have some good backs as well. And I mean, a complete defense needs to stop the run and the pass. So I think, you know, just taking on every aspect of what USC has to throw at us, I think as long as we can stay committed to our assignments and whatnot, we should be all right.
He's BYU linebacker Max Tooley. He'll be playing a little bit later today against USC. Thanks for spending some time with us. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, thanks to Max Tooley, linebacker for BYU. We'll take the break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, BYU playing in a recently renovated Coliseum down in LA. Where does this rank amongst the venues that BYU has played at on the road in their history as a football program? You've got to believe there's going to be a big crowd on hand of BYU faithful down in LA. So we'll take the break. More to go here after this.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.